skip on that. All right. So now we go to item four. Presentation of the Asset Allocation Implementation Plan.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Price.
I'm hiding on the far end of the table today, so hopefully the microphone will pick me up better over here.
Yes.
We've got a lot of investment items today. We're going to start with kind of the forward-looking plan pieces of the equation. You have a memo in front of you of the implementation plan. This basically takes the board action from July 24th, where you approved a new long-term asset allocation. Some asset classes were eliminated, some were introduced, and the private market allocations were confirmed there. This takes a three-phase approach to implementing that. So phase one is basically rebalance the existing public market strategies and assign proxies for any targeted allocations to private markets that are not yet funded. So we're at 10% in private equity. You want to get to 15. We have to find a parking place for that incremental 5% there. Phase two basically outlines the four projects that we'll need to tackle over the upcoming year to fund new asset allocations in U.S. Treasuries, including a recommendation on how to do that. Hedge funds, that's an expanded allocation. And then multi-asset credit and real estate debt are new allocations. Those are going to require search processes. And then phase three gets into the pacing for the private markets. So if we put those together, phase one really results in where are we at today? Where do you want to get to? What are the private market proxies? And the private market proxies are private equity, is in U.S. equities, a combination of U.S. large cap and U.S. small cap. Private credit is currently parked in high yield. When the multi-asset credit gets funded, it'll move to multi-asset credit. Private real estate is in REITs, and that's been the long-standing practice there. And private infrastructure is in global equities, recognizing that these are large global platforms typically. So phase one will result in the next agenda item, which is an investment resolution. Once we get into phase two, as we get to the point of having final recommendations or implementation of these various projects, we'll come back to the board with updated investment resolutions, and we can set the new targets and benchmarks at that time. That's a quick overview. I'm happy to take any questions from the trustees, but this is a where are we at today, where can we get to quickly, where can we get to over the next year, and what's going to take longer on the private markets allocation.
Any questions for Tim on the implementation plan? I'm not seeing or hearing any, so thank you.